今天主借着诗歌向我们，向我们说，让我们来看他是谁。
Today, God speaks to us through the hymn to let us see how who He is.
让我们借着赞美敬拜，求神亲自将他自己显现给我们。
Through praise and worship, may God reveal Himself to us.
我们同站立。
Let's stand.
你是荣耀的君王，
你是荣耀的君王，你是和平之主，你是天地万有主宰，唯有你圣洁公义，天使都向
归于至高神。
Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Hosanna, 耶稣是弥赛亚。
Hosanna, Jesus is the Messiah.
求神今天将他亲自的显现在我们的心里面。
May the Lord reveal Himself in our hearts.
让我们高喊他是神，他是王，他是我的主。
So we can say He is Lord and He is our God.
让我们一同呼喊。
Let's all cry out.
他是我的主。
He is my Lord.
You're the King of the Glory.
King of glory, you are the Prince of peace, you are the Lord of heaven and earth, you're the Son of righteousness.
Hosanna to the Son of David. 救主就在这里。
Our Savior is here.
求主给我们一个心愿。
May He give us a heart.
主，你要我怎么做，我就怎么做。
I only want to do whatever you tell me to do.
因为我要承认你是我的王。
Because I want to acknowledge you are my King.
Thank you.
我时时刻刻跟随他的名。
Moment by moment, I am thine.
我时时刻刻愿意把我自己放在主的旨意里面。
Moment by moment, I want to place myself in your purpose.
这是一个多么和谐的关系。
This is such a harmonious relationship.
我跟随主。
We follow the Lord.
我享受在主里面的平安。
And I enjoy the peace I have in him. We will gain great joy because we have peace.
今天主要我们来看。
Lord wants us to behold him.
他是我们生命的牧者。
That he is the shepherd of our lives.
他负我们一切的责任。
He is accountable for our lives.
今天让我们每个人都愿意在主的面前说，主，我愿意将我自己交在你的手上。
Let's have a willing heart to say this to the Lord, that we are willing to place ourselves into your hands.
我们再唱一次副歌。
Let's sing refrain again.
是否你一切已完全献于祭坛？是否你心
求你今天听我们的祷告。
Lord, may you hear our prayers today.
当我们放下自己的时候，
As we lay down ourselves，
你在我们的心里作王掌权，
You reign in our hearts，
属天的平安必从此降下，
Heavenly peace will send upon us，
主，我们求你听我们的祷告，
Please hear our prayers，
祝福你自己的教会，
Bless your church，
祷告奉主耶稣基督的，
In Jesus' name we pray，
阿们。
Amen，
请坐。
Please be seated。
我们在过去这个周五，我们来刚刚交通过主耶稣来洁净圣殿。
This past Friday, we just share about Jesus cleansing the temple.
那我们最近来晨更的时候，我们在也在读那个撒迦利亚书，跟刚刚读完这个哈该书。
And in our morning Bible reading, we were reading the book of Zechariah and just finished the book of Haggai.
里面的内容就是讲到圣殿的重建。
Both books are about rebuilding of the temple.
我们可想而知，圣殿在神的心目当中是占着非常重要的一个地位。
Which shows the importance of the temple in God's heart.
圣殿的英文的翻译是 temple.
In English, the temple is translated as temple.
但是又可以翻译成 house of God.
Or as the house of God.
就是神的家。
Which is God's house.
而教会就是神的家。
And church is God's house.
所以今天早上我想用神对圣殿的心意来看我们今天如何一同来建造神的家。
And today we want to look at God's house for the temple and see how we can build God's house together today.
圣殿是以色列人的敬拜中心。
This temple is the center of worship for Israel.
神最初感动大卫来到为神预备建殿的材料。
God first moved David to prepare materials for the temple.
而由他的儿子所罗门来建成第一个圣殿。
And his son King Solomon built the first temple.
但是经过一段很长的日子里面，以色列人离弃了神。
But after a period of time after Israel forsook God,
所以最终神也离弃他们。
He also withdrew his favor from them.
他们的国家被灭了，连圣殿也被拆毁了。
And their nations was destroyed as well as the temple was torn down.
这段话记载在历代志下36:18-19.
It was recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verses 18 through 19.
里面说，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿与耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿。
It says, and all the articles from the house of God, great and small, the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and all and of his leaders, all these he took to Babylon. Then he burned the house of God, broke down the wall of Jerusalem, burned all its palaces with fire, and destroyed all its precious possessions.
但圣殿所代表的是神的见证。
The temple represented God's testimony.
所以神不会那么轻易就是让他永远的来废那个荒废。
Therefore, God would not leave it abandoned forever.
因此他借着耶利米预言说，有一天他会兴起外邦的王来重建圣殿。
Therefore, through Jeremiah, he prophesied that one day he would raise up a foreign king to rebuild the temple.
当我们读到历代志到最后的时候，第23节，他说：“波斯王古列如此说，耶和华天上的神已将天下万国赐给我，又嘱咐我在犹大的耶路撒冷为他建造殿宇。你们中间凡做他子民的，可以上去，愿耶和华他的神与他同在。”
Second Chronicles 36:23 tells us, "Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia."All the kingdoms of the earth the Lord God of heaven has given me, and he has commanded me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is among you of all this people? May the Lord his God be with him and let him go up.
以色列人被掳了70年，神感动了波斯王古列，下令被掳归回耶路撒冷的以色列人重建圣殿。
And after 70 years of exile, God moved King Cyrus of Persia to issue a decree allowing the exiles to return to Jerusalem and to rebuild the temple.
但是当我们在读以斯拉记的时候，我们就知道他在重建这个圣殿的时候遇见非常多的拦阻，跟仇敌的攻击，跟人的控告。
And yet when we read the book of Ezra, we see that they faced great obstacles when they were rebuilding the temple.
当他们立完圣殿的根基之后，他们停工了16年。
And after laying the foundation of the temple, they stopped work for 16 years.
一个工程如果不可以一气呵成的来到完成的话，会让建造的人的士气非常的低落，并且非常的失望。
And when the project cannot be completed smoothly from start to finish, it would lower the morale of those building it.
我曾经接过一个教会的工程。
I once took over a church construction.
那个是教会他们的地基跟他们框架都已经盖好了。
Where the foundation and the framework had been laid.
但是他们盖完之后停工了两年时间。
But after that, the work stopped for 2 years.
因为种种的原因，无论是设计图的的错误，或者是这个那个，或者是那个施工团队他们的价钱的太高，又或者是具体的一些的刁难。
Because of various reasons, because there was some mistake in the blueprint and there were some the city permit issues.
对，他们没有办法继续建工程。
They simply could not proceed with the construction.
弟兄姐妹一开始的时候，他们很盼望这个困难很快就应该很快可以解决吧。
And in the beginning, brothers and sisters, they were really hoped that those difficulties would be resolved soon.
但是日子一天一天的过去，没有什么变好的迹象。
But as days went by with no improvement,
慢慢他们变得很沮丧。
They gradually became disappointed.
很失望。
And discouraged.
再后来他们感觉，无所谓了，反正我们只好接受这个现实。
And eventually, many became indifferent.
然后有一些人就抱怨，为什么当初我们有这个决定要盖这样的会所？
And some people even complained to those who made the decision to build the church in the first place.
整个的教会在一个很低气压里面。
And the church was in a very low morale.
然后有人就因为这样子离开教会。
And even some people left the church because of that.
后来我接受来接受这个工程。
And when I later took over this project,
那个时候郑牧师特别的交代说，每盖教会一个教会都是一场属灵的征战。
Pastor Jen told me that every time we build a church, this is a major spiritual battle.
你要跟他们的教牧团队常常一起祷告。
Therefore, you need to pray with their pastoral team often.
求主来保守这个工程。
May the Lord keep this project.
我那个时候就真的这样子做。
And I have done so accordingly.
花了一年的时间，我们将这个教会的工程完成。
After 1 year, we were able to complete this project.
当献堂的那一天，真的看见弟兄姐妹那种的喜乐，那种的感恩。
At the dedication service, we saw how joyful the brothers and sisters were.
在他们最重新的点燃那个盼望。
And their hope was rekindled again.
我心里面是非常的感恩，也非常的感动。
I was deeply thankful and was deeply moved.
哈该书第一章第二节说，万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
Haggai 1:2 tells us, Thus says the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
我当年在看见这个教会工程延误了两年，使到教会跟弟兄姐妹受的伤害。
And when I saw this project was stopped for 2 years and how brothers and sisters were damaged because of this.
真知道如果一个工程停留16年，百姓的心早就消化了。
Can you imagine the heart of the people when the work stopped for 16 years?
我可以理解他们所说的话，时间还没有到。
I can understand what they said. The time is not yet.
也许他们的心里面就会这样想，这个殿真的可以盖吗？盖成吗？
They must have wondered, can this temple really be rebuilt?
但是我们不要忘记，圣殿是神的见证。
But let's not forget that the temple is God's testimony.
能放弃的主不会放弃的。
Even though the people may have given up, but the Lord will not give up.
所以主自己兴起了哈该、撒迦利亚这两位先知，鼓励百姓。
Therefore, he raised up the two prophets, Haggai and Zechariah, to encourage the people.
他也兴起所罗巴伯跟约书亚这两位领袖来带领百姓要重建神的圣殿。
And he also raised Zerubbabel and Joshua to lead them in rebuilding the temple.
但我们来讲到他们如何重建圣殿之前，我们来读两段的话。第一段就是哈该书第一章4-6节。
And let's read in Haggai chapter 1 verses 4-6.
这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？现在万军之耶和华如此说，你们要省察自己的行为，你们撒的众多，受的却少，你们吃却不得饱，喝却不得足，穿衣服却不得暖， 得工钱的将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have so much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into bag with holes.
再读另外一段话，九到十一节。
And let's read verses 9-11.
你们盼望多得，所得的却少。你们说到家中，我就吹去，这是为什么呢？因为我的店荒凉，你们个人却顾自己的房屋，这是万军之耶和华说的。
You look for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, while every one of you runs to their own house.Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I called in for a drought on land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands.
谢谢你，英文先读哈，我们再读中文。所以为你们的缘故，天就那个不降甘露，地也不出土产。我命干旱临到地土，山冈。五谷、新酒和油，并地上的出产、人民、牲畜以及人手一切劳碌得来的。读了这段话，我们会感觉主好像在责备、在咒诅他的百姓。
And when we read these words, it seems like the Lord is rebuking and cursing his people.
但是我们来细心来体会主说这话的目的在哪里。
But let's look carefully at why he says these words.
主是在提醒他的百姓。
The Lord is reminding his people.
他说你们要省察你们自己的行为。
He says, consider your ways.
今天你们可以住在那么好的房子，住在那么装修的那么好的房子的时候，你们有没有想到神的圣殿正在荒凉的当中？
Reminds them that even though they could live in well-decorated houses, had they not thought about the fact that Lord's temple is still laid in ruins.
今天你们遇见一些好像很不顺的事情的时候，你们有没有想到原因呢？
And when you encounter difficult times, have you considered the reason?
好像他们撒的种撒了很多，收成却是很少。
They sowed much, but did not harvest much.
好像他们有粮食可以吃，却吃不饱，喝不足。
They ate, but they were not satisfied. They drank, but did not have enough.
他们有衣服穿，却穿不暖。
They were clothes, but they were not warm.
他们有赚钱，好像没赚一样。
And even though they earned money, but they felt like as they had earned nothing.
主让他们想一想，今天你们遇见这些事情，究竟是为什么？
The Lord wanted them to examine why they encounter this situations.
你们要省察你们的行为，你们要省察你们的心思。
You need to examine your actions and your hearts.
神是掌管天地万有的主宰。
God is the ruler of heaven and earth.
他可以赐福，他也可以降祸。
He can give blessings or bring judgment.
他告诉以色列人说，你们单顾自己的事情，你们没忽略了神的见证。
He told the Israelites that you focus only on yourself and you ignored your God's testimony.
所以你们不蒙祝福。
Therefore, you are not blessed.
见了话当头棒喝的这般的以色列人，他们苏醒过来了。
And the word of the Lord woke them up.
这些话让他们回转了。
And it made them turn their hearts back to him.
我们看撒该书第一章第十二节说。
Let's read Haggai.
那是沙铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神差来所说的话，百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。
Then Jerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jehozadak the high priest with all the remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent them, and the people feared the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这件事情发生在2000多年前。
This happened more than 2,000 years ago.
是以色列人的事，那跟我们今天有什么关系？
And it concerns the Israelites, and what does it have to do with us today?
日头之下没有心思，今天神所讲的话不单单只是跟那个时候的人来说，今天也要跟今天我们的教会来说。
However, what he said to the Israelites in the past is also spoken to us today.
神说他的圣殿是荒凉。
God said his temple was in ruins.
我们看看什么是荒凉的意思。
And let's see what it means for the temple to be desolate.
我查过字典，字典说荒凉是荒芜、冷落，形容像旷野无人的景况，或是人烟稀少和贫乏。
I look up in the dictionary and it says the word desolate means barren and deserted, a place empty and lifeless, like a wilderness with few or no people.
圣殿本来是神的百姓聚集敬拜的地方。
The temple, however, was meant to be the place where God's people gathered to worship.
有祭司、有利未人在其中来服侍。
There were priests and Levites serving.
那个时候，大卫特别来设定诗班唱诗的来敬拜神。
And David also set up the choirs to sing praises to God.
祭司教导百姓话语。
And priests teaching God's word to the people.
让他们来守神的律法。
So they can follow God's laws.
而圣殿是一个，应该是一个充满着生机的地方。
Therefore, the temple should have been a place full of life.
但是当圣殿没落的时候，这一切都没有了。
But when the temple was in desolate condition, all these things didn't happen.
他们成为一个荒凉的状态。
And they were in a desolate state.
这是主责备他们的原因。
And that's why the Lord rebuked them.
因为人不能再看到神的见证在其中。
Because people did not see God's testimonies anymore.
今天我们如何来衡量一个教会是否荒凉还是复兴呢？
And today, how can we measure if a church is in a desolate or in a revival state?
其实我想刚才我们读了哈该书一章六节是一个很好的一个衡量。
And we can use Haggai chapter 1 verse 6 as a guide.
今天教会有没有在撒种？
Is the church sowing seeds today?
我们所撒的福音的种子，今天我们有多少的成果？
The seeds of gospel that we sow, how much fruit do we bear?
教会应该是供应属灵粮食的地方。
The church is a place that's supposed to provide spiritual food.
我们有没有得到喂养？
Are we being fed?
我们有没有得到饱足？
Are we satisfied?
衣服说到我们外面的行为。
And the clothes symbolize our outward actions.
我们的服事。
And our services.
我们的服事是不是有温度，是温暖的，可以带人到神的面前。
Does our service bring warmth to others and bring them to God?
还是我们只是做一个不冷不热的人？
Or are we just lukewarm?
只是过了形式主义，我们有做就好了。
Or we just follow the formalities just by doing so.
我们聚在一起，我们是不是一同来关心神家的事情？
As we gather together, do we care about God's house?
还是我们聚在一起，我们谈谈说说，根本没有任何属灵的价值呢？
Or are we just meet and to talk about any things that doesn't have any spiritual value?
弟兄姐妹，我可以说我们教会不是一个荒凉的教会。
Brothers and sisters, I can say that our church is not a desolate church.
但是我们仍然有很大的进步的空间。
But there is still so much room for growth.
这就是回应到哈该书跟我们说的一句话：你们要省察自己的行为。
So Haggai 1 verse 5 gives us a serious reminder to consider
our ways. 求主
真的让
我们再来检视我们的心对神有多热爱。
May God let us examine our hearts how much we love Him.
我们对主的事有多关心。
How much do we care about God's work?
我们愿不愿意为主付出代价？
And how much are we willing to pay the price for Him?
我们对神的心有多渴慕？
And how strong is our desire to the Lord?
我们有多愿意摆上时间、摆上精力、摆上金钱在神的面前？
And how willing are we to offer our time, energy and money for His purposes?
两个礼拜之前，我有个老同学邀请我去参加一个筹款的晚会。
Two weeks ago, an old classmate invited me to a fundraising dinner.
我那个时候大概想说啊，大概有是那种的意向分享喽，活动，然后呢，希望大家可以奉献一点钱来支持他们的事工。
At first, I thought it may be another event where people share their visions and hope for some donation to support the ministry.
所以我那个时候我就抱着一个心态说。我跟我的同学相聚是第一，然后呢，其次呢，我才来听听你们的事工在做什么。
So I went with the mindset of reconnecting with my friend in the first place and learning about the missionary being secondary.
但是主改变我。
But Lord, the Lord changed me.
这个施工是有一对夫妻，他们的二十年前开始的。
And this ministry was started by a couple 20 years ago.
当他们做见证的时候，我心里非常的感动。
And I was deeply moved as I was hearing their testimony.
主借着他们的见证，问我一个问题。
Through the testimony, the Lord asked me.
如果是你，你对我有什么样的回应？
If it were you, what is your response to me?
这弟兄姐妹二十年前他们去了广西的 南宁的一个村落。
And 20 years ago, this couple went to a village in 南宁广西。
他们那个时候在那个地方有很多残疾的孩子孤儿没有人要。
Where there were many children with physical disabilities and many orphans.
然后那个政府也不帮助他们，他们生活非常的困难，好像完全没有，完全没无助。
The government did not support them, so their life was really difficult.
这些弟兄姐妹他们祷告完之后，两个月之后，他们带着三个年幼的孩子，15、10岁跟9岁的孩子，离开他们工程师的工作，他们去了那个地方，来到摆上他们的行李。
And after 2 months and after praying, this couple decided to quit their jobs as engineers and move to Nanning with the 3 children, aged 15, 10, and 9, to start this ministry.
他们那个时候 的感动是说，他看见这些被遗弃的孩子，他说神没有遗弃他们。
They saw that even though the society has abandoned these children, but God has never forsaken them.
他给他们盼望。
They gave them hope.
因为神可以给人盼望。
Because God gives people hope.
他可以让这些有残障的孩子，他们过新的生活。
And they led these children with disabilities to live a new life.
他帮助他们真的可以自理、供书、教学。
They helped them to overcome their disabilities, to learn to take care of themselves and receive education.
改善他们的生活。
And give them a better life.
他们与教会合作，将福音传给这些的孩子。
And with a collaboration of churches, they also preach the gospel to these children.
在一开始的时候，他们非常的困难。
In the beginning, it was difficult for them.
从各方面的压力。
They faced many difficulties.
家人的不解，非常的反对他们来做这个事情。
And they faced opposition from the family.
我想那个时候他们才30-40岁，他们居然在那放弃这一切，然后去了这样的一个村庄，家父母亲非常的反对。
They were only in their 30s and they left everything they have in here and brought the whole family to China and their parents were in disagreement with them.
刚开始的时候人手的缺乏，资金的缺乏。
In the beginning they lack personnel and they didn't have enough funding.
但是他将所有事情带到神的面前。
But they brought all their challenges to the Lord.
主出于你的，你可以来做。
And they said, God, because it is from you, you will do the rest.
凭着信，凭着爱，这些孩子的心，神亲自供应给他们。
Through faith and their love to the children, the Lord became their provider.
20年过去了。
And 20 years later,
有些在其中被抚养的孩子。大学毕业。
Some of the children have graduated from college.
他们回到这个机构里面去帮助同样经过同样的经历的孩子。
And they even return to the village to serve the ministry.
今天这个施工营扩展到缅甸。
And today this ministry has expanded to Myanmar.
他那天晚上他的二儿子也特别的做见证。
And that evening, their second son also shared his testimony.
他说我已经从小已经奉献给神了，所以呢，那个我不会再回去这个事工了。
He said, because my childhood was already dedicated to the Lord, therefore I don't want to return to the ministry anymore.
所以我要回到美国读大学。
Therefore, I went back to the States to finish my college.
我在美国读完大学之后，我要找到好的工作。
And after finish college, I want to find a good job in the States.
我要住大的房子。
I want to live a comfortable life in a big house.
开好的车子。
A good car.
但是因着一个他曾经服侍过的孩子的过世。
But because of the passing of a child he had served in the past.
这个孩子有老癌，他过世。
This child passed away of brain cancer.
他在问自己，今天我要为什么而活呢？
And he asked himself, what should I live for today?
他发觉到他的心原来跟这些孩子是不可分割的。
That's when the son realizes that his heart had never left those children.
他回应神对他的呼召。
So he responded to the Lord's calling.
他在这投入到这个服事里面。
And he was fully committed himself to the ministry.
他帮忙去投入在那个缅甸施工的开拓。
So he went back to expand their work in Myanmar.
当我看到这对弟兄姐妹这一家的时候，我想到戴德胜弟兄。
When I look at this couple, this family, I thought of Hudson Taylor.
因着他跟他的家，许许多多的中国人蒙恩得救。
Through him and his family, many Chinese people came to Christ.
我们也盼望主也使用我们弟兄这一家，可以使到更多的孩子孤儿可以得蒙神的益处。
And also believe God will continue to use them to provide guidance and good life to the children.
我分享这个见证，并不是说我们要学他们放下工作，立刻跑去一些很落后的地方来服侍神。
I didn't share this testimony to say that we should all quit our jobs and move to a place to serve God.
其实主借这对弟兄姐妹对我很一个提醒。
But rather the Lord used them to remind me.
我要用你的时候，你预备好了吗
？And when I want to use you, are you prepared?
我感动你叫你去的时候，你愿意去吗
？When I move you to go somewhere, are you willing to go for me?
你今天所拥有的，你愿意放弃吗
？Are you willing to give up the things that you have today?
我盼望我们弟兄姐妹，我们可以一同来思考这些问题。
I hope that we can all reflect on these questions together.
今天神随时随地可以来到问我们一些问题，我们的答案是什么呢
？When God asks us such questions, what is our answer?
哈该书2:6-9说
，Haggai chapter 2:6-9 tells us.
万军之耶和华如此说：过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国。万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。这是万军之耶和华说的。
For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说：银子是我的，金子也是我的。这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
The silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts.
这是神对以色列百姓的应许。
This is God's promise to the people of Israel.
当百姓先摆上心愿的时候，神会成为他们的供应。
When the people put first offer their hearts, God will become their provider.
将一切所需的供应给他们。
And supply everything they need.
神的荣耀何等愿意再充满这殿。
And God is willing to fill the temple with His glory again.
第一个圣殿的建造是以色列最兴盛的时候。
The first temple was built during Israel's time of prosperity.
是他们最富足的时候所建的。
When they were wealthy.
大卫预备所有的建殿材料。
King David has prepared all the materials for building the temple.
那个时候以色列人非常的富足，所以他们可以大笔大笔的奉献来盖第一个圣殿。
At that time, the Israelites were very wealthy, so they can offer everything they had to build the temple.
而第二个圣殿呢
？However, the second temple
是他们被掳归回的时候所建的。
However, was built when the exiles returned.
是他们在，只是他们一些少数的人渔民回到耶路撒冷的几万人来盖的。
It was only built among the remnant who were facing lack and great difficulty.
物质非常的缺乏。
They lack in materials.
遇见的困难非常的大。
They face great difficulties.
但是他们依靠神。
Yet they relied on God.
神应许给他们与他们同在。
And God promised to be with them.
神应许他们为他们预备建殿的材料。
And God promised them to provide the materials they needed to rebuild.
对我而言，我认为第二个圣殿所的价值大过第一个圣殿的价值。
To me, the value of the second temple is greater than the first one.
因为人是更多的依靠神，与神同工来建造第二个圣殿。
Because people rely more on God in rebuilding the second temple.
所以我对我而言，我感觉为什么神说这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Therefore God said, the glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former.
因为在盖这个圣殿过程里面，神的成分更多。
Because God was more in the building of the second temple.
当然有圣经的学者说，这个万国的珍宝必都运来，这句话应该翻译成万国所羡慕的必到来。
And some Bible scholars said the desire of all nations shall come.
这个所羡慕的是谁？是弥赛亚。
And the desire that they meant here points out to the Messiah coming to the temple.
弥赛亚必来到这殿。
The Messiah was to come to this temple.
如果我们记得，当主耶稣出生的时候，他们到主耶稣到我这个圣殿，被在这个圣殿被行过奉献之礼。
When we remember when Jesus was born, he offered himself in this temple.
所以他们才会说，这殿后来荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
Therefore, they said the glory of this latter temple would be greater than the former.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以来，如果在我们当中久一点呢，我们可以曾经看过我们教会曾经是如何有一段复兴的时间。
And if you have been this church for a longer time, you may have seen the times of revival in our church.
但是神今天要我们看的是我们现在的光景如何。
But God wants us to look at our current condition today.
如果我们今天不建造的话，
If we do not build now,
再过几年，
In a few years,
也许十年，
Maybe 10 years,
我们教会真的会变成荒凉。
Our church would truly become desolate.
到时候主会跟我们的计算。
And the Lord will hold us accountable.
究竟我们对他有多少的亏欠。
And how much do we owe to him?
但是让我们，如果我们愿意同心合一，一同来建造他的家的话。
But if we're willing to build God's house together in unity.
他自己愿意为我们预备金银宝石。
The Lord is willing to prepare gold, silver, and precious stones for us.
愿意为我们预备建殿的材料。
And He's willing to prepare all the materials to build the temple.
愿意在这里充满在这个殿中。
And He's willing to fill His glory in this temple.
我们会可以看见幕后这殿幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀。
So that we can see the glory of this latter temple will be greater than the former.
今天主不单单要我们一同来的建造这个殿。
Today the Lord does not just want us to participate in building His house.
他使用我们每一个人成为这个建殿的材料。
He uses each and every one of us to be the building materials of the temple.
当我们真的愿意这样做了，他必然会打发新的建殿材料来到我们当中。
And when we have a willing heart, He will send more building materials to us.
但是我们真的要愿意将我们的心愿摆上。
But we need to offer our hearts to the Lord.
所以我就想说，我们如何的确保我们建造这个家的成功呢？
So how can we make sure a successful building of God's house?
当然最重要的是出于神。
Of course, the most important is from the Lord.
我们明白神的旨意跟明白神的带领。
We need to understand God's guidance and His will.
但另外一方面，在我们自己呢，我们一定需要有所调整我们自己的心。
But on our end, there are several conditions that we need to do.
第一，我们必须要我们有心对神有心愿的摆上。
Firstly, we need to offer our hearts to the Lord.
在我们那么忙碌的生活里面，让我们可以安静下来。
We need to quiet our hearts in our daily busy lives.
我们好好衡量一下，究竟我们今天的时间、我们的精力、我们的财力该如何来使用。
We need to consider how we use our time, energy, and money.
我们愿意为主摆上多少
？And decide how much we are willing to dedicate to the Lord.
第二方面，我们必须要好好的装备我们自己。
Secondly, we need to equip ourselves for God's use.
我们在主的对主的认识上面，我们要被提升。
Our knowledge of the Lord needs to be increased.
无论在深度，无论在广度里面，我们都要被提升。
Whether in the depths or breadth, they must be increased.
我们所知道、所讲的，并不是只是在知识上面的层面。
But this knowledge is not only intellectual.
而是我们需要在生命上面被主更多的提升，我们的经历神所说的话。
But we need to be transformed more by our God, so we can experience His word more.
我们才可能成为有影响力的人。
So that we can become people with influence.
教会给提供给我们许许多多追求的机会跟资源。
The church has provided us with many opportunities and resources to pursue the Lord.
盼望我们可以好好的使用，并且好好的来的跟随教会的带领。
And I hope we can all take advantage of them to equip ourselves.
使我们真的可以来到在属灵上生命里面被好好被装备。
And follow the guidance of the church, and so that we can be equipped our in our spiritual lives.
当主要用我们的时候，我们可以说：“主，我在这里，请差遣我。”
When the Lord wants to use us, then we can say, "Lord, I am here."
在第三方面，我们需要同心合一的祷告。
Thirdly, we need to pray together in one accord.
我们可以说我们是活在使徒行传的教会里面。
We can say that we are a church living in the book of Acts.
使徒行传特别讲说，人在地上祷告，神在天上工作。
And the book of Acts tells us it's where people pray on earth and God works in heaven.
我们是借着祷告与神同工。
Through prayer, we collaborate with God.
所以我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们可以来一同来参与教会的祷告聚会。
That's why I hope everyone can join church's prayer meeting.
如果我们无法参加的话，
If we are not able to attend,
我相信我们各小家都有我们自己的祷告聚会。
And I believe that we can attend our small family's prayer meetings.
我们在每一个小的祷告聚会里面，我们都可以来为着教会来祷告。
In the prayer meetings of our small groups, we can pray for the church.
我最近跟一些年长的弟兄姐妹来交通。
And I've been fellowship with some elderly brothers and sisters.
他们说他们年纪大了，他们退休了。
They say they have retired.
他们好像没有办法来那么方便来教会，有时候。
And then they told me as if they cannot attend church as often as before anymore.
我跟他们说，你们有的是时间啊。
I told them you have so much time.
好不好我们好好为了教会的祷告。
How about pray for church?
求神的旨意真的显明在教会里面。
More seriously, so God's will can be revealed in the church.
让神亲自的带领教会。
May the Lord guide His church.
每一个人可以摆上我们的这份的心力的时候，神可以做很大的事情在我们里面的。
And as we put our parts, and then God can do great things among our midst.
好不好我们都来做祷告的勇士。
And let's all become warriors of prayers.
为了神的家来祷告。
For God's house, let's all pray.
弟兄姐妹，我这篇道很快就讲完。
Brothers and sisters, this message is coming to an end soon.
但是我想讲我为什么要讲这篇道。
I want to share my heart behind this message.
我今年54岁。
I'm 54 years old.
我在教会28年的时间。
And I've been in this church for over 28 years.
我看看教会的复兴。
I've seen the revival times in the church.
也经过不同的阶段，看过教会的困难到低谷的时候。
And also have experienced many different seasons of difficulties.
神恩待我们，让我们可以到现在这个阶段。
God has been gracious to us, so we are in this stage right now.
但是我不满足。
But I'm not satisfied.
所谓是牧师曾经讲过。照着我们现代人的健康，我们应该可以，我们头脑清醒的时候，应该是80岁之前，应该我们都头脑清醒。
Pastor Mary once said that people's health nowadays, the strength in people's mind can last until about 80 years old.
但是在我们教会当中，我们有三分之二的弟兄姐妹已经大概过了三分之二的年龄。
And in our church, about two-thirds of our members have lived two-thirds of their lives.
而我是其中一个。
And I am one of them.
从我人生的三分之一到人生的三分之二，我都在这个教会里面。
From my first one-third to my second one-third of my life, I've been in this church.
我真的不甘心，到我建筑之前，我看不见复兴。
And I do not want to live this world without seeing revival in our church.
我知道复兴并不是一个人、两个人可以做出来的事情。
I know that revival is not brought by any one person alone.
复兴是每一个人，我们都要投进心力所带来的事情。
Revival takes everyone to be part of.
每一个人愿意多走一步。
If everyone is willing to go one step further.
每一个人愿意为主同工多一点。
As long as everyone is more willing to collaborate with the Lord.
每一个人愿意更多与神同走一步路。
If you're willing to walk a step further with the Lord.
主愿意将他的荣耀再次充满在这个殿里面。
Then he's willing to let us see that his glory will fill this temple again.
我们的生命不再老旧。
And our lives will no longer be old.
神可以更新我们的生命。
God can renew our lives.
因为在主里面都是新的。
Because everything is new in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，好不好？我们都可以来参与，我们真的愿意将我们的心力摆上。
Let's all participate and put our hearts.
让主复兴的工作在我们的当中。
And may the Lord himself revive his work.
所以我想唱，我们一起来唱这首诗歌647首复兴里的工作主。
And let's all sing hymn 167, Revive That Work, O Lord.
诗歌说复兴你的工作向你的圣徒显现。
The hymn tells us, Revive thy work, O Lord, now to thy saints appear.
求你用权发出圣言让你儿女检点。
O speak with power to every soul and let thy power, people hear.
这首歌常常都在我们祷告聚会里面，过去祷告聚会里面我们常常唱一首诗歌。
We often sing this hymn in our prayer meetings.
主，当你在向我们说话的时候，我们愿意的跟上。
As you speak to us, we are willing to follow.
当我们正在俯伏，我们在祷告的时候，你复兴就临到我们当中。
And as we bow down and as we pray, your revival will come among us.
弟兄姐妹，我们愿意，我盼望看到复兴吗？
Do you want to see revival?
当我们愿意主复兴你的他的教会吗？
Do we want the Lord to revive His church?
当我们愿意的时候，我们站立起来，我们一起来唱，好不好？
If you're willing, then let's stand.
求主正在复兴他的工作。
May the Lord revive His work.
复兴你工作，主，向你圣徒显现。求你用权发出圣言，让你儿女坚定。复兴你工作主，我们先进等候，但愿正当我们夫妇先人手，复兴你工作主，求你感动教会，为这罪恶忧伤痛悔，好让你先作为，复兴正当我们
复兴你的工作。
Lord, we ask you to revive your work.
我们不只是在我们的话语这样子说，在我们的口中这样子说。
Not only do we mean it when we say it.
主，我们真的是想要从心里这样子说，复兴你的工作，主。
We want to say it from the bottom of our heart, revive thy work, Lord.
主，我们得承认，主啊，我们实在是软弱。
We admit we are weak.
主，我们也得承认，我们软弱已经够长久。
And we admit that we have been weak for so long.
当我们看的时候，我们实在看到，哦，你的殿实在是还没有建造好。
And we see that your temple has not been finished yet.
但是我们的确，我们个人。都住在有天花板的房屋。
But yet all of us live in paneled houses.
主啊，我们求你光照我们。
May you shine your light upon us.
主，你再提醒我们。
Please remind us again.
你盼望我们与你一样，能够为这锡安心中火热。
You want us to be zealous for Zion like you do.
主，你希望我们跟你一样，能够明白你的旨意。你为这教会，哦，主啊，你的心是火热的。
You want us to know of your heart and be zealous for church.
你实在是愿意做工在我们的当中。
You are willing to work in our heart.
但是你也在问我们说，有谁愿意为我去呢？
But you also said, who's willing to go for me?
主，我们求你在我们心中来做搅动的工作。
May you stir up our hearts, O Lord.
当我们听到这样的话的时候，
When we hear these words,
我们没有轻易的让它过去。
We don't let them pass by.
主啊，我们求你告诉我们，我们能够做什么。
Please tell us what we can do.
主，感动我们去做。
Then move our hearts to do so.
哦，我们不只摆上一个心愿。
Not only do we offer our hearts.
我们也不只祷告说，主，我们求你复兴你的作为。
And we don't just pray or revive that work, O Lord.
你希望我们都动起来。
But you want us all to be part of it.
我们都要起来来配合你的工作。
You want all of us to rise up and participate in your work.
主，我们求你把这样的心愿摆在我们每一个人的里面。
And you, may you place this heart in.This desire in our hearts.
我们不只是回馈，我们讲讲就这样子过去。
We don't just reflect on this and then we just talk about it.
主告诉我们，我们实际上能够做什么。
Lord, tell us what we can do.
你怎么说，我们就怎么做。
And as you tell us, so will we do it.
求你祝福你的教会。
Please bless your church.
求你改变我们每一个人的生命。
Please change our lives.
我们为着一个更高的我们所看到的一个意象，我们活着。
So that we can live for a higher vision.
主，谢谢你早上的话语。
Lord, we thank you for your word today.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.